Hi Tony, this is Samantha Robertson from the group The Incredibles, and I just finished reading the article that you sent to us via email. And I'd first and foremost like to say that I completely agree with this article. It's really displayed to me just how important not only discussing your opinions and formulating opinions is, but how this whole problem-solving method not only applies to physics, but really to our whole life, and how people that are able to do this really probably do succeed more, maybe not succeed, but they're just able to approach and handle different situations better than those people that have never been exposed to this before. So, I think that the problem-solving method overall provides structure for us. It really gives us something to follow, something just easy to follow. It helps us explain and visualize things that are usually hard to, you know, verbally understand. It really, concepts that are hard to conceptualize, it allows us to look at them not only in a verbal, you know, way discussing with group members or other colleagues or workers or parents or friends or whoever it is, but also helps us if we're able to visualize this as well as verbally look at the information that we have written down as well. Then when you're able to look at a problem in this way, then you're really able to get a better understanding of the problem and how to get to the solution. So I'd say that that idea is huge in physics. We have to understand and really differentiate what information we are given, what information we need to get, how, you know, what information we don't need that is given in a problem. Sometimes we're given unnecessary information, and how to really apply all of the things that we do have to getting to the final solution. And we do this, you know, through diagramming, reasoning, and explanation, and then getting to the overall solution, of course. Once we're really differentiated all of the information that we have, then we can really figure out how we need to get to that solution, which, you know, is basically our ultimate goal. And we can do this really, you know, simply and apply it to individual homework problems and physics problems that we have to do, but we can also relate this to life in general and how we solve and approach certain problems that we're faced with in our lives as well as just in school. I think this method really makes things more manageable. It allows you to have the information displayed in front of you and broken down instead of being overwhelmed by some of the information or concepts that we're not sure of, or, you know, things of that nature. I think when things are diagrammed out verbally and visually and they're discussed with somebody else, then it's a lot easier to come up with solutions and recognize what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, or maybe a different approach, an easier approach to doing something as well, to really help us get to that final solution, or at least put us on the right path to finding a solution. And I definitely say that more successful people are able to manage and really deal with problems in life and in school if they're able to look at problems and hurdles that we encounter with an open mind and with an idea that if we just sit down logically and put out all the information that we have and use what we know to explain different things and really try and break it down and put it in layman's terms, then you really can get to a solution and really help solve the problem that you are dealing with. So I would definitely say that, you know, I completely agree with that part of the article. And after knowing all of this kind of information, then it's definitely easier to formulate opinions that you can discuss and share with people, as opposed to filling people full of nonsense that has no basis or anything else. And in terms of a personal experience, I would say that something that's just really simple is I have a friend who hates sushi, but she has no basis, no nothing for this opinion of hers. She's never tried it. She's not allergic to it. She has no religious obligation not to eat it. It's something, you know, she's never had the texture in her mouth. She won't put it anywhere near. She doesn't like the smell, like, but she has no basis, no nothing for formulating this opinion. She's not done anything in terms of looking at this, but she's just decided that she hates it and it is disgusting. So this is basically her using all of her imagination and, you know, nothing else. There's no rationale. There's no methodical approach or reasoning behind her disliking sushi. So that's just a simple reason or personal experience that I have.